Burmese monks march for freedom. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. As many as 10,000 people marched through the streets of the Burmese capital, Rangoon, on Sunday. They were taking part in a peaceful protest against Burma's military regime. It was the sixth day that Burma's Buddhist monks have led the protests, which are being called the Saffron-Robed Rebellion, after the colour of the robes the monks wear. Sunday's march ended at Burma's holiest site, the Shwedagon Pagoda. More than 300 nuns joined them for the first time, as well as thousands of followers from the villages surrounding Rangoon. Burma's government usually sends in its army to stop such protests, usually brutally, and put in prison anyone voicing opposition against the regime. However, the country's leaders are unsure how to deal with protesting monks, who are highly regarded in Burma. The protesters visited the house of Aung San Suu Kyi on Saturday. She has been held under house arrest since May 2003. The military leaders refused to accept her election success and have done their best for many years to keep her quiet. She won the Nobel Peace Prize for her efforts in trying to bring democracy to Burma. She repeatedly smiled at the monks and said Sandu to them. Well done, in Burmese. Eyewitnesses also report she cried with joy when they departed. The monks left carrying banners that read, "Untruth will be overcome by truth," and "Injustice will be overcome by justice." Other protesters shouted slogans such as "Free Aung San Suu Kyi." No one knows which way the situation will swing, but many hope this will be Burma's final and successful push for freedom.